the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a pre-recorded interview with Sharon Bailey. She grew up in East Van. What? I know. It's amazing. And yeah, it's a pre-recorded interview that we'll be playing. And she has a show coming up at the Second Floor Gastown on October 19th. So you definitely have to check that out if you love Americana, rock, bluesy kind of sounds. And oh, I have my co-host here today, John in the house. He's in the house.
Hello, everybody. John in the house is in the house tonight.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to get straight away and play some of her music, and then her interview will come right after that. Enjoy. Someday Welcome, Sharon, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please, introduce yourself.
My name's Sharon Bailey. We are here at Guilt & Co. Thanks for coming down, Linda. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, so I grew up in East Van, went to Windermere High School.
No way!
Yeah, so just off between Rupert. So I grew up around Rupert and 22nd area.
Yep.
Cut my teeth on going down to Granville Street and taking the Hastings Express bus and all that kind of stuff.
So tell me about this new album you have coming up.
Okay, so I wrote this album during COVID. Mm-hmm. You probably hear that a fair bit these days. And, it was inspired by stuff. Was it really inspired by my mom's, a lot of my mom's personal experiences. I tend to write from the perspective of other people, and her voice is in here a lot. So, like songs like No Bright Morning. Coming from my mother's perspective, in a relationship, tumultuous relationship, kind of arguments and, in love with kind of a bad guy, right? So that's what that was inspired by. and just about not taking life for granted, things like that. Those are the kinds of songs that are on this album.
Awesome. And how many instruments do you play?
I play guitar and sing, and the acoustic guitar, a bit of electric guitar, and sing. That's it. I started off with accordion as a kid, but never pursued that.
Wow.
So I'd love to get back into that again.
So yeah. Accordion, does that mean, that was that like polka music? Or?
Well, I was learning stuff like in the mood, like sort of old, it's not polka, but it's kind of, I don't even know what you would call that. It was kind of 40s, mm-hmm. like that 40s stuff, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so what did you listen to when you were growing up?
I was listening to a lot of classic rock, you know, Stevie Nicks, Ann Wilson, Tom Petty, Led Zeppelin, Chrissie Hynde, and then also music that my parents were playing in the house, which was classic country. So there's a bit of a crossover with the classic rock, classic country, which I think is where Americana, I think that's what Americana music is now, is kind of a combo of country, blues, and rock kind of combined. And so that's all been amalgamated.
Pick one of your songs and tell me about it.
Okay, well, Ain't Been to Mississippi would be a really good example of that's off my first album.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's a song about a kid growing up in East Van.
No way.
Growing up in East Van, but being raised on music that was coming out of the southern states. So there are characters in the song. There's Waylon Jennings is in the song, Loretta Lynn, Willie Nelson, Chris Christopherson, a lot of those classic country artists, Dolly Parton and Tammy Wynette, George Jones, those kind of, I throw those names in there.
Uh-huh.
And so when you hear the song, and I think that would probably be a really good one for your show, the nice thing about it is it kind of gives you a story of these kids growing up. Dad's at the bar,
mm-hmm.
kids are at home with mom, listening to this country music and just making the best of it.
Louisiana.
right, and we're back with more Sharon. And you've been traveling all over. Where have you been going?
In terms of touring, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, the touring I've been doing is really just Vancouver Island and Vancouver these days. I did some, like, little kind of mini tour, you know, in Portugal and Spain, you know.
Nice.
And played some shows in Dingle and Dublin.
How did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was fun. I really liked Lisbon. It was a really fun little thing that they have this jam night. So played till like 3-4 in the morning. Just arrived and jet lagged and played till 4 in the morning. Kept the gang entertained, and it's a party town, you know.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And what are you drinking tonight?
I'm having a Pilsner, a Czech Pilsner.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. ready for Sharon Bailey. All right, so check her live show coming up at Second Floor Gastown on October 19th with her upright bass player, Alan Kerr. All right, save the date. I'm going to play a little PSA, and then we'll get to some more music. Stay tuned.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Space.